So with a federal election looming, there's one seat in Victoria that could be one to watch. Mallee has traditionally been a walk-in for the Nationals, but 6 months after an independent stole the seat of Mildura from the party, analysts are suggesting there could be an appetite for change. Sean Wales filed this report.
Come here. All right, come here, dog. Here. Good dog.
On a farm at Glenorchy near Horsham in Western Victoria, Ray Kingston is mounting a challenge for one of the Nationals' safest seats.
Beyond me, who are very frustrated with the standard of representation we get in this part of the world, people from this part of the world aren't silly. They know we don't get looked after.
It's a long way from Canberra, but the former mayor of the Yarriambiack Shire is hoping to be elected as the federal seat's first independent.
In the past, they haven't had a credible alternative. I guess I'm proposing that I am that candidate. I am a credible alternative.
The Nationals Party has held the federal seat of Mallee for more than 70 years. Sitting MP Andrew Broad won the seat in 2016 with a margin of more than 23%. He's not recontesting it after an online dating scandal, and his sudden departure has opened up the race. Two other independents have put their hat in the ring, former Rural Woman of the Year Cecilia Moore and Mildura's Deputy Mayor Jason Modica.
The Mallee may well have been a one-party region, but I don't think it's like that anymore. People over 60 say, oh, you know, I might have voted for Whitlam, but most of the time they've been National, but this time they're saying we're really considering our vote, and I think that's the dynamic change.
The Liberal Party has pre-selected Melbourne barrister Sergio Petrovic for the seat, and Labor has put forward Maryborough social worker Carol Hart. There's 9 candidates all up at this stage, including Dr. Anne Webster, Andrew Broad's successor for the Nationals.
People don't want to hear about politicians' personal lives. They want to hear politicians representing them and fighting for them. And that's certainly what I would intend to do. I'm not a career politician. I'm too old for that. I am committed to seeing better outcomes for our regions.
Dr. Nick Economou is a senior political lecturer for Monash University. He says recent state elections could show a willingness for voters to turn to someone else.
The National Party, of course, lost ground. They were unable to regain Shepparton and they lost Mildura to an independent. Now, the interesting thing was that there were some very good results garnered by sitting National MPs, and the common denominator there were that they were female members. And I think it's interesting, and it may be significant, and it may assist the Nationals that they've pre-selected a woman for the electorate. It becomes an interesting contest.
And Webster says her party does have the ability to bring about change.
What has happened in the last few months, it causes us to work together to bring about the best outcomes for our regions.
Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has called on the party to move further to the right, to stop voters looking at alternative options such as the Shooters, Farmers and Fishers. But Nick Economou says this may backfire.
I think Mr. Joyce is a real problem. I think he's part of the National Party's problem. He seems to have a very inflated sense of his appeal. I'm not sure that a move to the right would resonate as well in Victoria as it might in other parts of Australia.
It's a tough ask for an independent to take the seat, but Ray Kingston says he's confident.
It can be done. It's just about dealing with people and making a case and making it hard for people to say no.
Independent candidate Ray Kingston and Sean Wales with that report.